This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of
hope. AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
Oh my Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
Oh
Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
He gave a water.
And it was not from the well. Oh Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
Oh my
Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
Oh Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
He gave a water.
And it was not from the well.
Well, there was a woman from Samaria. She came to the well to get some water. But there she met a stranger, and he did her story tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him ringing the time she had living water.
And it was not from the well.
Oh Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
Oh my Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
Oh Jesus,
he gave a water.
He gave a water.
He gave a water.
And it was not from the well.
Well, on that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah. I'm gonna let his praises swell. Every time she'd doubt him, she'd stop to think about him, the man that gave her that living water.
And it was not from the well.
Oh,
he gave her water.
Gave her water.
He gave her water.
Jesus,
he gave her
water.
He gave her water.
Oh, Jesus,
he gave her water.
He gave her water.
He gave her water.
I'm gonna let his
he
praises
water.
Swell.
He gave her water.
Jesus,
he gave
her
water.
That woman
he
water.
Water.
He gave
he
her
gave
that living, lasting
he
water.
Water.
Whoa.
He gave her water. He gave her water.
And it was not from the well.
Oh,
he gave
a water.
Gave a water.
He gave a water.
But Jesus
gave a water.
He gave a water.
Oh,
Jesus.
He gave a water.
He gave a water.
I'm gonna let his praises
swell.
Jesus
gave
that woman
he gave
water.
Water.
He gave a living
water.
Everlasting
he gave
water.
Water.
Whoa.
He gave a water.
He gave a water.
And it was not from the well.
For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis 38, verse 12 to 19.
After a long time, Judah's wife, the daughter of Shuah, died. When Judah had recovered from his grief, he went up to Timnah to the men who were shearing his sheep, and his friend Hira, the Adullamite, went with him. When Tamar was told,
"Your father-in-law is on his way to Timnah to shear his sheep,"
she took off her widow's clothes, covered herself with a veil to disguise herself, and then sat down at the entrance to Enaim, which is on the road to Timnah. For she saw that, though Shelah had now grown up, she had not been given to him as his wife. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute, for she had covered her face. Not realizing that she was his daughter-in-law, he went over to her by the roadside and said,
"Come now, let me sleep with you."
"And what will you give me to sleep with you?"
she asked.
"I'll send you a young goat from my flock,"
he said.
"Will you give me something as a pledge until you send it?"
she asked. He said,
"What pledge should I give you?"
"Your seal and its cord and the staff in your hand,"
she answered. So he gave them to her and slept with her, and she became pregnant by him. After she left, she took off her veil and put on her widow's clothes again.
You just listened to the audio version of Genesis 38, verse 12 to 19.
What do you choose? Eternal damnation in hellfire or eternal life in a golden city? Hell was not made for any man but the devil. Dear listener, Don't allow him to deceive you to sin, to join him in hell. Accept Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior. Get baptized into a true Bible-believing church. And live daily for the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit. Your eternal life will be guaranteed. God bless you.
Dear listeners, and the program is Go Green. We are discussing fish farming, and I'm your host, Jemima Essien. We have our resource person here, Mr. Akun Kakari Uria, and I'm your host, Jemima Essien. Before we went on the break, we spoke on the systems or used the systems that can be used in fish farming. But because we are talking about the home, we just limit ourselves to that. So, which of the systems you were mentioning, cage and other systems, if you can go over them again, that would be helpful, Mr.
Yes, I talked about the cage system, the pond system, and the polytank system, to mention but a few. I'm sure when you go to the other parts of the world, you get some other systems. So, these are the three we can considering backyard as the home system. So let's talk about the polytank system.
Okay.
Polytank, not okay. Mention polytank, it will take your mind to the big black things we see around.
Of course.
Of course, yeah, but that's costly too. Because of your fish, you can buy about 1,000 cedis worth of polytank.
Okay.
You can also use that to dig a pond. Yes. But if you have a bad one hanging around, of course, the badness shouldn't be from the bottom. It should be from the up.
Okay. Well,
and you cut them into two, take the top away, have it. And this polytank has some breaks. Okay. It's not smooth at the edges.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So as much as possible, you should try to cut it to the part where you get a smooth edge. So you didn't have that ramps beside it. This to prevent bacteria, fungi, and other parasites from hiding on those edges.
Okay.
And if you don't have such, you can order some plastics from people who are into fish farming business. You can order some sizable plastics from them. It costs about $200 to $500. Okay. Some black, blue, and any color of your choice. And that also comes with an extra cost.
Okay. All right.
So if you have the polytank, good, you can use that. You can consider the cage system, same idea, like the plastic system, but this time around they are in a cage. You have a constructed net and it's suspended in water.
Okay.
And the fishes are in. It has its advantages and disadvantages.
Okay.
I don't like to talk about that one now. Of course, we have the pond system or the clay system. So, if you've seen it on TV, you see how they've constructed their ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they allow the water to come in. So, with the same idea, by this time around, you allow water, not the salty water.
Okay.
But, I mean, good water for the farming of the fish. So, you have ponds of them. You bring in your fish, you care for them. That's another way of doing that. So, that brings us to the systems of keeping them, using the poly system, the tank system, and the pond system.
Okay, all right. So you've known all these systems. We want to know, as you said, they survive or they do well in water.
Yeah.
What is the medium in which they can exist?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the type of water that is needed? Do you just fetch any tap water? even if you fetch the tap water, is there any treatment that has to be done, or which water do you use?
Oh, okay. One, you need a reliable water source during the growing season of the fish. Okay.
Reliable water source.
Reliable water source. The water can be a bit salty. Okay. Can be fresh, or it can be like that of the sea. Okay. And tilapia does well in all these waters. So,
okay.
But since you're doing it at home, I think it's easier getting fresh water.
All right.
And you have to get them in abundance. So most often we advise that you construct these things close to maybe a dug well or a water station where you are sure of some amount of water to keep your fish safe.
Right.
Yes. So that's it. You can don't use polluted water.
Okay. So the water doesn't go through any special treatment.
Depending on the type of water you are using, if you think it's very dirty and...
Okay, so the tap water is cool.
Yeah, can be okay. Fresh water. It can be okay.
How about rainwater?
Yeah.
That's the best. Or
if it is, depending on your location. If you're in the Western region, like I said the other time on this same platform, once upon a time they experienced acid rain.
Okay.
So if you think you have such problems, then you need to consult the professionals.
Okay. Okay.
At some point in time, it's advised that you treat your water.
Yeah.
Sometimes with chlorine and some other chemicals. And when you do that, you have to allow for some days to elapse before you introduce your fish into the water.
Okay. All right. Going back to the container, if you talk about the polytank or the plastic, as
yes.
you said, what should be the size? Do you just put in about 500 filling gallons into, let's say, a 500 ml container or a 5,000 or a 1,000? What do you do? Do you have to look at the size of the container in order to know the quantity of the filling gallons that you put inside?
Yeah.
Anything goes?
Anything doesn't go.
Okay.
Okay. You have to consider the type of fish you are going to rear. Okay. And consider the size of your pond.
Okay.
Okay. The stocking weight, 1 to 3 finger lengths per square meter of pond surface area. 1 to 3 finger lengths per square meter of pond. So you consider the size of your poly bag, your plastic container, and consider the appropriate square meter per fish per area. And you know the number of finger lengths to introduce into your pond.
Okay. You know the gallons that we have, the popular 4 gallons, can that also be a container for rearing of fish, just for the family, let's say a family of 2?
Yes, it
you
can,
and your spouse.
It can be. So you consider the area, the diameter of that 4 gallon, and consider the number of fish you can have in that. I think with that you can have about 1 or 2 fish.
Okay.
Max.
Okay. And that will just be for the pleasure of looking at them.
Yes.
I'm not sure it will be for consumption, just for pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having just one fish in a pond.
Maybe you can give it a name. Yeah.
Okay, that wouldn't be bad. So getting started, you've chosen your site.
Yeah.
You have your containers, you've constructed everything, you know the materials you need, you have your water.
That's great.
Now you are on the ground, you have to hit the road running. What about the fingerlings? Where do you get them from?
You get them from the appropriate source. You go to CSIR Food Research Institute. I think we have one close to Shashi, adjacent GSA, Ghana Standard Authority. Yes, you go there. And of course, they can give you professional advice on how to start and how to finish your fish farming.
All right. So now we have our fingerlings. We want to know, can you introduce them into the pond at any time? Before you answer that, hold on. Let's go for this short break. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Jemima Essien, and our regular guest, Mr. Ako Uria Kakari.
any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on 233-2087-04532 or 0244-235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope.
You know that I'm gonna view that holy
city.
Oh, I'm gonna view that holy city one of these days.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna view that holy city.
I'm gonna
view that holy city one of these days. One of these days.
You know that
I'm gonna meet my loving Jesus. Oh, I'm gonna meet my loving Jesus one of these days.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna meet my loving Jesus.
I'm gonna
view that holy city.
And I will
meet my loving Jesus one of these days. One of these days.
You know that
I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. Oh, I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days.
Hallelujah.
Gonna sit at the welcome table.
I'm gonna
view that holy city.
And I will
meet my loving Jesus.
We're gonna
sit at the welcome table one of these days. One of these days.
Yes, and I'm
gonna feast on milk and honey. Oh, I'm gonna feast on milk and honey one of these days.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna feast on milk and honey.
I'm gonna
view that holy city,
and I will
meet my loving Jesus.
We're gonna
sit at the welcome table,
and we will
feast on milk and honey one of these days. One of these days,
you know that I. One of these days,
come on.
Way up there with my Lord. Won't be tired no more. You know that I won't sin and never get
tired. Oh, I'm gonna sing and never get tired one of these days.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna sing and never get
tired. I'm gonna
view that holy city,
and I will
meet my loving Jesus.
We're gonna
sit at the welcome table,
and we will
feast on milk and honey.
Singing,
singing, never get tired. One of these days, one of these days,
you know that
I'm gonna
view
that holy
city.
Oh, I'm gonna view
that holy city.
What a city!
I'm gonna
view that holy
city.
On the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
Hello, my dear listener. You are welcome to Moment of Truth. You have been listening to a series of lectures from Dr. Koranting Pipim. Today we present a concluding part of a sermon on the return of Elijah.
Why did his brook dry up? Because the Lord was shaping him for something bigger. Think of Job. As his illness got worse and worse, as his fortune got worse and worse, and as till a time came when he became so lonely and he was tempted even to curse God. Why did his brook dry up? Think of the persecution of Jeremiah. Whose brook dried up because he was seeking to do God's will. Think of the fearful day when the Lord beat Ezekiel. Ezekiel, your wife lies dying, but I want you to live and go and proclaim my message. Why did Ezekiel's brook dry up? And why did the brook of John the Baptist dry up? Languishing in a prison until, even in his case, he was killed. Why did his brook dry up? Ask the Apostle Paul. 3 times he was beaten by the rod. 1 time he was stoned. 3 times he suffered shipwreck. 1 whole day and night he was drowning in the water. He was robbed by robbers. He experienced weariness and painfulness. He suffered hunger and thirst and almost nakedness. Why did his brook dry up? Because the Lord, in shaping a person to stand, had to give him a cutting experience, a carrot experience, part of which includes drying brook. And yet from all these experiences, there is none as painful as the experience of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His brooks dried up. And if his brooks dried up, what about us? In order to experience, in order for a flower to give forth its fragrance, it needs to be crushed. And that is why our brooks sometimes are dry, are dried up. There is the trial. And trials are God's workmen that bring out the best in us. As you wonder why your brooks are dried up, I want you to point your attention to Jesus Christ, who himself was not a brook, but the water of life. And yet, behold him, as he was taken at Gethsemane, having been betrayed by one of his closest friends, taken to the priest from judgment hall of Pilate to that of Caiaphas, back to Pilate again. He was whipped, he was mocked, and a cross was laid on him. Look at him as he was taken and led to the hill called Golgotha. Why did his brook dry up? He suffered all this to tell us that even in this life, innocent people have their brooks dry up. But when they dry up, we need to recognize Jehovah liveth. He is always by us. And as long as we commune day by day with him, as long as we are obedient to him, even if our brooks dry up, the Lord would open up another way. You may be seated here tonight. Your brooks are drying up. And you wonder why. I want to assure you, it is not by chance. The Lord is training you so you can stand on Mount Carmel. You cannot stand on Mount Carmel with the forces of Jezebel and Ahab unless you go through the training at Kerry. This is one reason why your brooks may be drying up. Gather courage. Don't give up. Jehovah liveth. He is still in control. Others may think he is dead, but he is alive. He is closest to you when you don't even realize it. And he will take care of you. It is time for us to pray. Because there might be some people in our midst who may be going through an experience. And the Lord says, don't give up. He has a plan for you in these last days. He is preparing you. He would work on your heart, whatever it takes. And he would never forsake you. He wants you to be able to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, each one of us should be able to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is prayer time. And at this time, I invite Pastor here, Pastor Thomas, to lead us in this special season of prayer. Because there are some in our midst who may be wondering, what next, Lord? What next? And the Lord saying, no, I am not through with you yet. This is just a training process. But I'll be with you.
Heavenly Father, whatever happens in our experience, whatever happens to us between now and tomorrow night, May each one of us be able to say, it is well with our souls. For we know you are still alive. You will be with us, and we shall make the effort to commune with you. We shall obey you, even if our brooks dry up. Lord, be with every soul here tonight. Keep speaking to each one of us. Give us an experience that we can testify of tomorrow. Prepare us till by your grace we meet again. Till that time, grant us peace. Peace in our hearts. Peace in our homes. Peace at our respective places of work and study. Peace wherever we go, till by your grace we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've just been listening to Dr. Kranting Pipim's sermon. Hope you were blessed.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on 233-2087-04532 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.